Your previous shows talked a bit about your personal struggles and your battle with alcoholism, which I think is pretty fair to say, as revealing as you can get about yourself. Where does your upcoming show go from here?
Yeah, I was a bit sick of talking about myself and my problems. So I've just kind of, I'm still telling stories, which is the instrument, I guess, I play. You know, stand-ups all play different instruments, you know. But what it is, it's a joyful romp through what it is like to be a baby boomer. And I've got, you know, observations I make about my generation, the one that came before me and the one that came after me. So basically my parents' generation, my generation, and my kids' generation. The good, the bad, the ugly of all three.
Going on that, you've been in the game for probably since I was born. Not to make you feel weird or anything. Do you find writing comedy becomes any easier for you over the years?
Yes, much easier. I used to think every time I wrote a show, because I think I've done about 15 to 16 one-woman shows. I remember the first, you know, the first one was, you know, we got great success. It was with my sister. And then the second one was my first solo show, and then I'm like, oh, they're just flukes. I fluked it twice. It's a bottomless, you know, well, so long as you're alive and you keep paying attention, life happens, you know. And I've always looked at life through my own kind of prism. I've been doing it since I was a kid. I was like, I don't like any of these rules. I'm just going to live in my head.
Yeah, not a big fan of rules, although, I mean, sometimes
I get... awful.
I know, my boss, not too happy with me sometimes, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do, I guess. Well, I mean, you know, if you're after a bit of a laugh, you do have thousands of young aspiring comedians online, such as YouTube, and, you know, I think it's fair to say Sydney's nightlife is a little bit of in need of a reboot right now. How does the live comedy scene, how is that these days? Does it still get audience?
Oh, my God. The live comedy scene is getting stronger and bigger and better. You know, the likes of Becky Lucas, they're coming up through the most brilliant new greed. And what's really interesting is, and it must be because there's so much comedy that you can watch, you know, accessible on the internet, but young comics are getting, they're getting better and quicker than my generation did. And I don't know what, but it's an interesting observation.
And for myself as well, I just feel like, you know, watching a YouTube video can get a bit of a laugh, but there's something a little bit different about actually going and seeing comedy live, and it just, the laughter of everyone else around you, it just feels completely different than watching it at home on the telly.
It doesn't really belong on television, you know, stand-up. It's true home is live. And I think there'll come a time, I know Hannah Gadsby's already doing it, where people hand in their phones. It's really important that we have a place, you know, because I find it very personal, what I'm telling the audience. You know, and I'm a very autobiographical comic. It's between me and the audience. Nobody else gets to watch it. You know what I mean?
Like, we don't need to be live-tweeting every single show. It's about being in that moment.
That's right, and things can be taken out of context. You know, if you're being ironic, it can be taken as, I guess, non-ironic. Get yourself into all sorts of trouble. Meanwhile, there's belly aching going on. Look, there's so much belly aching going on by older comics saying PC is killing comedy. It's actually bullshit. Political correctness is not killing comedy. People are just waking up to the fact that there's a few, very, very few, but they're racist hacks. Anyone who says that, you know...
Well, it's not very smart comedy, is it, if you can't get past the PC part?
Exactly. Dumb, and it's hack.
Going on about that a little bit, you do describe in your new show, it's not really suitable for fans of Nicole Kidman. Now, I'm assuming you don't really have the kindest of words for it, if I'm guessing correctly. How exactly do you make a balance between being funny and also not going too far and being cruel with insult comedy?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. It's something has to offend me before I can truly mock it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And it's not so much Nicole, well, it is Nicole, she belongs in the basket, but it's the narcissism of Hollywood actors, movie stars, who adopt children, and then when they split up, you know, someone's made the ultimate sacrifice for them to have these kids. And then when they split up, particularly with Tom and Nicole adopted too, imagine never speaking to your mother again at 10. Someone's responsible for that. It's either him or her. It's child abuse. It changes who you are.
I'm not a parent myself, but I absolutely can definitely empathise with that, you know, not being able to, being through so much and then having your new family, obviously so unstable. It's must be quite traumatic for quite a few kids out there.
And when you think they've got everything at their disposal, you know, financially, any idiot knows that kids need both their parents, you know. Then when he married Katie Holmes, and she divorced him, poor old, those two adopted kids lost their little sister, you know, and then they don't speak. It's just so fucked up.
Well, how do you turn that traumatic experience into a comedy set, though?
I don't. I talk about something else. I just say, you know, she came out and said, and this wasn't in a tabloid magazine, it was an actual interview in Vogue, I think. I could be mistaken, but one of those very glossy, high-end magazines. And she said she hadn't had any work done. She's completely natural.
Oh. Well.
And, yes, because she's always looked after herself and she wears sunscreen. And I'm like, well, I didn't know sunscreen made you grow boobs and lips in your 40s. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I mean, I sunscreen quite a lot and, I mean, my boobs are quite flat right now.
You might get a rack.
Well, you never know. Be watching out when I'm in my 40s.
But when she says I tried Botox once, I say, yeah, I tried it. I tried a vodka cruiser once.
No, once, maybe not twice. You never know. Well, Fiona, thank you so much for joining me.
You're very welcome.